Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, folks. I'm Sue London, coming to you live today from the Northwest Women's Show. I want to invite you, before we get started with the show, to go after our show today to my website, AskSueLondon.com. There you can learn so much more about me. You can sign up for my free newsletter. You can take a valuable health assessment. You can purchase my books and sign up for lots of teleclasses. So that website, folks, again, is AskSueLondon.com. Now, I'm really excited to be here with you today. Any time that I can share anything about health, I get so excited. And today, folks, I'm going to share a wonderful lady with you who is very knowledgeable and who has really been making a positive difference in my own health. Our guest today is Lisa Petty, and she's going to help you to understand more about your health. Lisa is going to talk to you and help you to listen to your body talk. Folks, this topic is so near to my heart because, you see, years ago, I personally struggled with Crohn's disease in my own life. And by taking the steps to listen to what my body was telling me was very important in my healing process. And today, I am so proud to tell you that I no longer have that incurable disease, what doctors will tell you. It is completely cured. So if you are experiencing health challenges, please pay really close attention to what Lisa and I are going to share with you here today. Now, before we bring Lisa on the show, let me tell you a bit about this amazing girl. Lisa Petty is North America's health empowerment coach. She's a nutritionist, internationally renowned radio show host, award-nominated journalist, and author who believes that healthy living is simple. She shares her unique perspective in workshops, lectures, online coaching, on TV and radio, and throughout her extensive writing. You can learn so much more about Lisa Petty at livevibrantly.ca. So without further delay, let's bring this girl on the show, folks. So Lisa, welcome to the show today, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me today, Sue.
I always love talking to you.
I know. No, I always enjoy chatting with you, too.
And today we're going to talk about listen to your body talk. And I'm sure we've got listeners saying, what are you talking about? What do you mean by that? So tell them, what do you mean by listen to your body talk?
I know. It's funny. I love to use that expression because then, you know, I hear that do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. People think, what kind of a woohoo call is this?
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is that our bodies really, really want to be healthy. They want you to have all the energy in the world, and they want you to get a great night's sleep and wake up with enthusiasm and go about the day without pain, with lots of energy and a great mood most of the time, able to handle anything that comes at you in a nice, trim body that's healthy and strong. And really, that's what your body wants. But sometimes we make choices that will knock us off track. And our bodies talk to us and tell us, ooh, that choice that you made or that you're making on a consistent basis are really not going to get us where we want to go, which is to have vibrant health all the time, every day. So a lot of these signals that our bodies send to us come in the form of, we know them as symptoms. So, for example, it might be a headache, or it might be a sore throat, or it might be, abdominal weight gain, or problems sleeping, or hot flashes, or something like that, which, you know, if you sit for a moment and think about, gee, do I feel vibrantly healthy all the time? Am I enthusiastic? Do I easily fit into my jeans and button them up or do the zipper up? Do I wake up rested every morning? Do I fall asleep easily at night? Am I in a great mood? If you're not answering yes to all these questions, then your body's letting you know. And whatever symptom your body is using to talk to you, I just really encourage folks to listen to that and to figure out what choices you're making on a daily basis that don't support that goal of creating vibrant health, and to do that instead of the typical North American reaction to having a symptom, which is to take some kind of an over-the-counter drug or prescription drug to make that symptom go away.
So can I share an example?
Sure.
Folks, I am always learning about my health, wanting to take it to a higher level. As I said earlier, I used to have Crohn's disease, and I've healed that because of the research I've done and meeting the right people and following through what they've taught me. So this one particular day, Lisa, this will come back to you very clearly. Lisa was over at my house, and I said to Lisa, I eat so healthy. I am so proud of myself. And I said, go through our cupboards and see how healthy we are. And Lisa had just finished looking at me, and I don't know how she does it, folks, but she's so gifted this way. She looked at me, and she says, do you get headaches? Yeah, I get dull headaches a lot. Do you sleep? Not a lot. She's listing all these things off to me, and she said, do you know that you're gluten intolerant? You can't handle gluten. Then she goes through our cupboard, and I was like, no, that's okay. I still eat healthy. And she pulled out half of the stuff in our cupboards to tell me that everything I thought I was eating good was not good. So there's an example of, you know, what you don't know, right?
Right, and absolutely.
You know, and then when you said about, you know, taking the gluten out of my diet, I knew there was something not right but just didn't know. But like you're saying, the headaches and the not sleeping, I had all that, and it was all relating to the gluten, right?
Absolutely. And the other thing, a lot of people just think that those symptoms they're feeling, maybe they're achy in the morning, maybe they have joint pain or muscle pain, or they're getting a little bit forgetful, or, you know, the various symptoms that we experience during a day, a lot of people pin that on getting older. And it has nothing to do with getting older other than it's an accumulation of decisions that you continue to make on a daily basis. So no matter what your age, you can go back to having that healthy, thriving, vibrant body if you just make different choices.
Okay, so now you're saying make different choices. We've got people listening. They're like, okay, what do I know is the first choice?
Well, okay, let's pick, for example, the muffin top, because I know that's something that women particularly have a problem with, and, you know, the more masculine version, the spare tire.
Okay.
So let's talk about that, because a lot of people think, well, that's just because I'm older, that I have this physical change in my body. And to a certain extent, your age is a factor, but it's only because your hormones are starting to change. So for women, you're perhaps approaching perimenopause or menopause. And for men, it has to do with something that's now being called andropause. And so in men, just because it's a much quicker discussion, for men, testosterone levels are dropping, and as a result of that, because all of our hormones work in concert with one another, estrogen levels, which men do have, are actually going up. And estrogen is a little fat factory, to be honest with you, and so all you need to do is throw in a little bit of stress, which we all have, and that increases our levels of the hormone cortisol, and once estrogen and cortisol get together, they have a party, and they end up making lots more fat that likes to accumulate around the middle. So for men, the answer to the question is to increase testosterone levels, and one of the primary ways to do that, because testosterone is created in the muscle, is to do more physical weight-bearing activity to build muscle. Now for ladies, the abdominal weight gain has to do with, as I said, you know, sometime around the age of 35, our hormones start to change, and whether or not you're seeing a difference in your cycle or not, it's happening. This is going on behind the scenes, but as I said, your body wants to be healthy, so it's trying to correct for these changes all the time. And what can happen when women around mid-30s, early 40s, mid-40s, you know, with you throw in a little bit of stress, you throw in the fact that estrogen levels and progesterone levels are changing due to the time of life,
right.
The same sort of thing happens in terms of those little fat factories around your abdomen, but it gets more complicated because the adrenal glands, which create the stress hormones, mm-hmm. are supposed to take over estrogen and progesterone production at menopause, but they can't because they're exhausted from all the stress we're under. So there's another little mechanism in place that's increasing the abdominal fat. So one of the first steps, I wish I could say get rid of your stress, but that's just not
a
reality. Help your body cope with the stress. So you want to support the adrenal glands by staying away from things that stimulate your stress response. So, you know, cut back on the coffee, cut back on the alcohol, cut back on the cigarettes, that kind of thing, and increase your behaviors and your intake of things that support the adrenal glands. So exercise is always good, yoga, meditation, deep breathing. Deep breathing is crucial for everybody. And then supporting the adrenal glands with healthier foods, high in vitamin C, for example, that's key for nourishing the adrenal glands, as well as some herbal supplements like ashwagandha can also be helpful as well. So those are just, you know, that's just one example, one for men, one for women, of a symptom of a way that our body's trying to get your attention to tell you there's an imbalance going on, and you don't have to suffer with that imbalance. That's what I'm trying to say. I mean, there are things that you can do to give your body what it wants and what it needs in order to function properly.
Mm-hmm. And can I add, Lisa, you're talking about stress, and I just want to point out, I know for me, when we were going to Hawaii, that I was really hyper. I was really excited. That was a dream come true for me. For years, that was what I held on as my visualization when I was, you know, going through Crohn's disease. And so when I had that opportunity to go to Hawaii, I was so peeling off the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my naturopath saying to me, stress is not just bad. You can have stress over good stuff. There's good stress and bad
stress.
Yes. It's stress.
Yeah, so your body doesn't know the difference.
Exactly. So, you know, you might be listening saying, I have no stress, but even the excitement, you know, of good things can cause stress too. So
absolutely. Any major life change,
yep.
Getting married, having a baby, buying a home, a new job, as you said, going on a dream vacation. These are all great things, but anytime you get your heart rate up and you get focused on something that way, even if it's something that you want, your body doesn't know the difference between, you know, you almost getting hit by a bus and you winning the lottery. I mean, it's the
right.
same
exactly.
reaction
exactly.
in your body. So,
and
yes,
you're
right.
You talked about food, and you and I have had lengthy talks about this. And you know, and people, I'll share this with you now. I, with that past of having Crohn's disease, what happened in my past, I had my intestine actually burst, and I lost 3 feet of my intestine. And for a long time, I was looking for that right food plan for me and never came across it till not too long ago, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I go by the Eat Right for Your Blood Type diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate saying the word diet because it's just a healthy way of eating. It's not, you know.
It's a meal plan.
Exactly. That's a good way to call it.
Yeah.
And I know for me that I have to watch what I put in my mouth. As I said earlier, the gluten is going to send me going flying.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that now for a minute, can we? Because people don't
sure.
realize this food, how it's affecting them.
Well, absolutely. And one of the things that happens with a lot of folks, and they're not even aware of it, and you and I have talked at great length about this as well, but
yes.
I'm going to do it again anyway, Sue. One of the foods that people eat way, 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 way too much of, did I say that enough, way, way, way too much of, is wheat. And that's
yes.
the grain wheat. Not, I'm not saying meat, I'm saying wheat.
Wheat,
and
yeah.
there's been a lot of research on wheat lately, and we have to remember that wheat has been hybridized so much that it's not the same grain that, you know, our grandma and grandpa used to eat. It's just absolutely not. Even if you look at it growing in the field, it doesn't even look the same. So it doesn't have the same reaction in our bodies, for one thing. And some of the short-term consequences are that it sends blood sugar really high, and it actually has a higher glycemic index than refined sugar. So that's a key problem when we're trying to keep our blood sugar balanced, which we are. We're always trying to maintain balance in our body. And it also triggers inflammation. It triggers an addictive response in the brain. And it triggers not only an addiction or a desire to eat more wheat, but a desire to eat more food, period. So some people are suggesting that it is a factor in the obesity epidemic in North America. So what I like to encourage people to do is actually just give it up completely for 4 weeks. Just give it a try and see if you don't feel better. And then, of course, have some and see what it does to you, because at that point you'll be very aware. You might find automatically, you know, your joints were great, and now you add wheat back into your diet, you maybe have a piece of bread, and now, you know, you can hardly move your hand again or whatever. Everybody has a different system, different symptoms appear, but it's a great experiment for people to do to determine whether or not a food is good for them.
Yeah, I like it. You and I have done this, Lisa, but I'll go in grocery stores, and I might have my husband with me or one of our kids, and I'll get them to muscle test me. And mm-hmm. I find if I'm weak, I know that's not good for me. Now I know, like, I've worked enough that I know the knowledge of what's good for me to eat and what's not. But I know for myself, if I were ever to eat anything that had wheat in it, even if I were to go in a restaurant while traveling and they say there's no wheat, mm-hmm. I know after, because it feels like I've just had ingested poison into my system. That's how badly it affects me now.
Yeah, it's interesting, really, once you take something out, how... Mm-hmm. And I think it's because you get so used to the symptoms that these foods cause you.
Yeah.
And that's why people think it's just a factor of getting older, right? Because it sort of gradually happens, and then you get used to the symptom. And then once you remove whatever is triggering the symptom, the symptom will disappear, and you might even not be aware of the symptom disappearing until you reintroduce the trigger. And then it becomes really obvious to you.
And for me, folks, I can tell you, like, when Lisa made that aware about the gluten and how it was affecting me, once I stopped that, I never had a headache ever again. And so here my body was talking to me, saying, hello there, you're taking something you shouldn't, you know, become aware, you know.
Yes.
And all of us have things happen, and it's where you have to go a little deeper. Now, you are a coach. As I've talked about, I brag about you working with me, with my husband, and I've turned to you about our kids.
Yeah.
People can work with you.
Yes.
Okay. You've got teleclasses coming up. You've got coaching. Tell everybody what you do, because everybody can work with you, not just in the local area.
Well, absolutely. And that's what's great about I can work with anybody around the world. I have lots of different ways that we can work together. As you mentioned, there's group training programs that take place over a matter of weeks or months. We can do individual coaching. Whatever it is that you're looking for, whatever your budget is, there's an opportunity to work together over the telephone and over Skype. And, you know, we can work on things like creating a hormone balance, which is key for women over the age of 35. And it's funny, I made a posting on Facebook about, you know, once you're 35, your hormones start to change, and I got lambasted by some ladies saying, you know, I'm not getting old and all of that kind of stuff. And I was like, whoa, you know what? That was a long time ago for me. I'm not suggesting that you're getting old. I'm suggesting things are changing. And you want to stay ahead of the curve and help to, you know, help your body cope with that. So there's that sort of program. I have a new a monthly health club that you can join, and I have regular calls where there's a topic call and then half an hour of Q&A after that. So that's an option for folks. And one of the things that's really important to do on a regular basis is to help your body detoxify, because we are exposed to toxins all the time, And although our bodies have systems in place to help us metabolize those toxins and move them out of our bodies, unfortunately, our bodies have not kept up with modern living and aren't really equipped to deal with the 10,000 chemicals that pour into the food supply and into the body care lines and all of that every year, and the pollution and the uprising in electromagnetic pollution. And
well,
all
even
of
our
those.
Food. Even our and, food. It's not like the farmers, you know, our great-grandparents used to have their food, right?
Absolutely, yes. Food is not as nutritious as it used to be, and
no,
it comes coated with lots of different chemicals as well. So I'm doing a detox program starting, I'm calling it spring cleaning, and it starts on the first full day of spring, March 21. So if you want to check that out, visit livevibrantly.ca. That's my website. And I have a great, great, great bonus offer for anyone who signs up for that spring cleaning. For the first time I have ever done this, and maybe the last time I've ever done it, so just a heads up, the coaching program includes the cost of all the supplements that you will use in the cleanse. So it is a really good opportunity for you to find out how to do a cleanse and get everything you need to do it well.
And that's on your website.
That is at livevibrantly.ca.
Now, we have a couple more minutes left, and what I want to talk to you, because you just have brought it up for me, is that we all should be taking supplements.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, it's almost non-negotiable anymore, because what we alluded to before is our food is not as nutritious as it used to be. We're not getting the same quality of vitamins and minerals and nutrients out of our foods as we used to. You think about a plant, for example, has an immune system that is there to protect the plant. Well, when you're putting pesticides and herbicides, for example, on a plant, the immune system of the plant doesn't have to work anymore.
Right.
And so while we used to get that plant's immune system benefits when we would eat that fruit or vegetable, we're not getting that anymore. So all those phytonutrients are lost. Phytonutrient simply means plant nutrient. And different vitamins and minerals are decreased now in our produce. So it's really, really sort of non-negotiable that everybody should be taking a good quality bioavailable, and all that means is absorbable. You're not, you know, flushing your money down the drain. You want a good bioavailable multivitamin every single day, and that's at the bare minimum. And I also recommend that everybody takes omega-3 fats every day as well, because most folks don't eat 3 to 4 servings of fish every day. And we absolutely need the EPA and DHA in fish oil in order to support our brain health and our eyes and our heart and our metabolism. And even vegetarians and vegans have to make sure that they're getting enough omega-3 fats from ALA, which is then converted to EPA and DHA, and the conversion isn't that great. That's why I highly recommend that people take fish oil directly.
And can I add that?
Yeah.
You know, my husband Ross and I, we take the supplements that Lisa is talking about. And by the way, I want to tell you all that if you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, you're going to see on there it says free health assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Take
mm-hmm.
the free health assessment, and you'll
Absolutely.
Also see the products, the supplements that Lisa has me taking. I'm very sensitive to supplements. These are high-quality supplements, and they are really making a difference for like all of us in our family that are using them. Very, very powerful stuff. But also, you know, after you do that assessment, Lisa can also help you with taking your health to a higher level. But what I wanted to add in there, we've just got about a minute left here, Lisa. I can't believe how fast this is going.
I know what I like that.
I know, but what I wanted to add, folks, is, you know, how we talked about how food, you know, like try going without the gluten. Well, what happened, Ross and I got busy, our schedule got busy, and I ran out of the omegas. Oh, my gosh, our bodies were so tight, it was insane.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to Lisa. She's given a lot of great information. I hate to say this, we are out of time.
Oh my
Go
God.
To my website, AskSueLondon.com, and do the free health assessment. And the supplements are on there. go and visit Lisa at livevibrantly.ca. She can help you with so much. She is my health guru.
Thanks so much, darling.
So much. Lisa, thanks for being with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, too. Have a fabulous day.
Great. And I want to thank folks, all of you, for tuning in with us. Now, we're going to take a short break, and I'm going to be coming back with another amazing guest. My next guest is Missy Bystrom, and Missy's going to help you create more time for yourself. How awesome is this? You get taking your health to a higher level, and you're going to take your organizing skills to a higher level today with me. Now, I also want to invite you to join me next week on Wednesday, March the 6th at 2 p.m. Pacific, that's 5 p.m. Eastern, on From the Heart Radio with guest actress Mary McDonough, and then join me again on Thursday, March the 7th, same time, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, on Get Inspired Radio with guest my personal trainer, Paul Hudson. On behalf of my guest, Lisa Petty, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. We're going to take that short break, and I will be back with you shortly. Stay tuned.